With me is Scott Gordon, who is the curator of the world-famous Asphalt Museum. Now, what's the history behind the Asphalt Museum?
Well, the Asphalt Museum actually physically exists. And well,
that's remarkable in the World Wide Web.
Right. In fact, it's rather small. I guess it's about a foot and a half wide and about a foot deep.
Yeah.
And it's got, I think, 12 samples of asphalt in it, all carefully labeled as far as which highway they came from. And this existed before the web. It was pretty much a joke when I went to graduate school and was working on my doctorate. It was collected from my various driving around, and it became a joke in the graduate school student area. And so I took it with me when I got this job, and it was sitting in my office and was kind of a joke for the students who would come to my office. They would get a kick out of it. And sort of as practice to learn some HTML, how to devise a web page, and also to give something humorous for the students to look at instead of just something about me, I created this web page. And I had no idea that its interest would go beyond Sonoma State, and clearly it did, as I started getting a lot of email and phone calls and interest from literally all over the world.
And what do you attribute this to? Was it people coming searching for the word asphalt and just happening to hit on your page?
I think that's how it started. I started getting communications from asphalt contractors and in one case, I got a communication from the president, I believe, of the Asphalt Contractors Association. So I think that's how it started. And then a couple of sites that recognized silly websites picked it up, and then it sort of cascaded, and then the Press Democrat picked it up, and then you guys picked it up. And so
It's
just, I'm leaving off a lot of things in between, but as far as its appeal, I would be not a neutral observer to judge that. What was the appeal for you?
Well, the first appeal was that it actually existed in reality. It's a museum that was actually a real, tangible museum made up out of atoms. And I thought that was great. I mean, the Louvre in Paris has a virtual web museum, you know, so I guess in a way you're on a par with them because you occupy tangible physical space with your museum.
In fact, you could say that is especially true since it's listed up by Yahoo as one of the Bay Area museums. In fact, if you go to Yahoo and look at under Wine Country Attractions, you'll see the world-famous Asphalt Museum listed. I have friends who have actual legitimate businesses that have been trying to get on Yahoo's lists for years,
uh-huh,
unsuccessfully. I didn't try anything, and it appeared under museums in Yahoo.
Maybe it was the word museum rather than asphalt that sort of generated the interest.
That could be. In fact, if you go to the Yahoo site for Rohnert Park, you'll see that two museums are listed, of which the Asphalt Museum is one of them. And in fact, what's another great thing about it is it starts with an A. So on all the lists of museums that Yahoo has, it's always the first one listed.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
But of course, in reality, it's a joke. And even when you go to the site, the little worst of the web awards that it's received are shown. I put them right on the top of the page because I'm quite proud
right.
of them.
Yeah.
And yet people will still think that it's a serious site at times. And I'll get email from people legitimately curious about this museum and wanting, in one case, or actually a couple of cases, people wondering how they could visit it.
In meat space, in real life.
In real life, right.
Yeah. That's amazing. There are some notable awards, and most places would put their awards at the bottom of the page as a footnote to their content, but you have yours proudly displayed at the top. There's Big Weenie's Worst of the Web, and the Useless Award, and now just recently added was the Dork Pages.
Right. I thought that was quite clever.
That's pretty good. If you do go to Scott's page, which we have a link to it up on tonight's Point and Click homepage. There's a link to Scott Gordon's world-famous asphalt museum. And if you click on those links for Big Weenie's Worst of the Web and the Useless Award, I haven't been to the Dork pages yet, but I assume that also would give you a list of other interesting and useless and freakish and wacky web pages.
Yeah, they had a category on that page for collections, and the Asphalt Museum was under that category.
Uh-huh.
And there were some other really quite funny collections. There was the Moist Towelette Museum, which I thought was really good. They also had the, there was a toilet museum, and what else? Anyway, a number of crazy collections.
Do you think that these are people that are emulating your success? Do you think people have started to make knockoffs of the Asphalt Museum in a way?
I rather doubt it. I think that it's I quite seriously doubt it, since the number of hits, actually, that the Asphalt Museum has gotten are not really that great compared to a lot of other funny sites.
Really?
Yeah, it's only had about, I think, about 8,500 hits.
Even with the listing in Yahoo?
Even with the listing in Yahoo, right. And so I think that it's a joke that lends itself well to the web.
Yeah.
It's sort of a joke. And I run across sites all the time that have the same sort of humor as the Asphalt Museum. And so I think that that people with this sense of humor tend to naturally make something like it.
Yeah, I suppose there's that impulse to do something like that.
I've even found other sites that are similar theme. There's the Pave the Earth site, which is dedicated to, it's a complete farcical site dedicated to covering the entire earth with asphalt.
Kind of in the spirit of that Joni Mitchell song, Pave Paradise and Put Up a Parking Lot. Pave the Earth.
Right. Then there was the site I just found was the Traffic Cone Preservation Society.
Traffic Cone.
Right, which it's a beautiful site. It looks totally serious, and as you read it, of course, it's entirely a joke, but it has beautiful pictures of traffic cones, as they say, in their native habitat. And it's all done very nicely with frames, so you can become a member of this preservation society. I think it could be also that people will do something like this, as I did, as practice for designing a web page.
Yeah, it's a very nice web page, but the main attraction is the 14 or so chunks of asphalt you have there. And you actually went to each one of these pretty well-known roadways. There's a piece of Route 66 there.
That's right, and that's that wasn't cheating. That's actually a piece of old Route 66.
Yeah.
Since in one of my drives, I've made it a point to, rather than just going down Highway 40, taking all of the little bends that were the old Route 66.
Well, you know, when you're leaving tonight, you're welcome to go grab a chunk of 128 if you want.
That's an excellent idea. I think I may do that.
And you can add it to the page.
Well, we have a guest wing currently of a piece of the new Appian Way from Italy.
Really?
I think a piece, a wing for Highway 128 would be appropriate, considering that you're elevating the Asphalt Museum to the airwaves.
Ah, that's true. That's true. In fact, maybe the thing to do would be to open a regional museum as an extension of the world famous.
Or perhaps put it on your website.
We could do that.
Your asphalt, and then I could provide a link to it.
That's
and it could,
true.
It could be a satellite museum.
Yeah.
And incidentally, that idea has actually been suggested to me by various asphalt contractors from around the United States there are a number of asphalt contractors that think it's a great joke. And,
yeah.
And are linked to it and who have contacted me and have suggested, gee, if I've got a couple of interesting bits of asphalt that are of some historical interest, maybe I should have a little wing of my own, and then it could be affiliated somehow with the world-famous Asphalt Museum.
Oh, sure. And do people start now sending you unsolicited samples of asphalt? Has that become a problem?
Actually, it hasn't. I haven't gotten anything like that. A lot of people have suggested that they might do that, but no.
Are you in demand as a guest speaker at asphalt contractor conventions and things like that?
I actually was contacted by, like I said, the Asphalt Contractors Association, because they were holding their conference in Napa early this year. And so they were wondering if they could get a little group together and come and see the museum.
Ah.
And so after I spoke with them, they were actually quite familiar that it was a little joke, but they still wanted to come by and see it. And I offered to be a guest speaker, and they said, well, maybe we'll think about that. Actually, I don't know anything about asphalt. I have to make that perfectly clear.
Uh-huh. You're just a fan.
I really am not even a fan of asphalt. I prefer grass or trees, but actually, I did get contacted once by a real museum, the Elmhurst Museum in Chicago. I got a very serious electronic mail from the curator, and they wanted to do an exhibit of the evolution of the roads in Chicago, mm-hmm. and there was a particular era of the way that the roads were constructed, a particular kind of asphalt that they wanted a sample of, and they were wondering if I had one, and if I did, if I could loan it to them.
Uh-huh. So you would do an inter-museum, like a cooperative loan, like a lot of museums do. They send out their Leonardos or their Van Goghs or their Matisses or what have you. You could loan them a chunk of Route 66, maybe.
Well, that's what they were thinking. Unfortunately, I'd never even heard of the type of asphalt that they were talking about, and certainly didn't have anything like it. I had to write back and apologize that really it was just a little joke with six chunks of the presumably modern asphalt.
Presumably.
And so the curator wrote back, and once she got the joke, she thought it was very funny.
But I see they are linked on your page as another museum with asphalt collections.
So absolutely.
For those who have a thirst for asphalt and just can't get enough, they can always...
Right. They can go to that link and learn about a museum that has a real asphalt.
From Elmhurst. Yeah.
So, although mine is real, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, you brought some examples of some other stupid and silly websites that were some of your favorites. Why don't you mention what those are? And we'll talk about some other... stupid websites out there on the web. The idea is that I think some people agree with me, the web is just too serious. Most of the people are just in too much of a hurry to get the facts and get all the research they need for their papers or presentations or whatever, and people need to just sort of relax and take a look at some of the humor that's out there.
Well, I really love the web. I think it's a wonderful addition to our world and our society, and I think it's also a source of a lot of fun. And you say that there's a lot of seriousness on the web. I think there's also an enormous amount of silliness and humor on the web, and it's very easy to find. For me, the really classic site that was, I guess, a big inspiration to me when I made the Asphalt Museum was one called the Twinkies Project, which in the mid-90s, a group of graduate students decided to do some experiments on Twinkies, and then they made a website where they actually included all the results of their experiments and pictures, and they did it very scientifically. And so they, for instance, when they put the Twinkie in the microwave for 2 or 3 minutes, they called it the radiation test, and they compared the effect of the Twinkie versus a Twinkie that a control Twinkie that had not been put into the microwave, and then they wrote everything up very scientifically. And it's a wonderful, wonderful site. And in fact, now that they've graduated and no longer have use of the computers at their grad school, they have their own domain now because the demand for it just to remain was there. So there's a twinkiesproject.com. I highly recommend that site. I was browsing through, looking before I came here, looking for other silly sites, and there's just so many of them to choose from, useless and silly sites with slightly different kinds of humor. Here's one that's the official Wedgie page, with the history of wedgies and different kinds of wedgies with detailed descriptions. Here's a site, what's in my desk drawer, and it lists all of the contents of this person's desk drawer and makes it available on the web so that everybody who wants to know can find it.
Compare it with your own desk drawer.
That's right. That might be very important. Here's making your browser dial the phone from you. And they say, yes, it's true. You can bring an end to those endless hours of phone button pushing misery. And so they simply instruct you, type your phone number into this website and then hold the handset up to the microphone of your computer.
Speaker.
And it will, yes. And it will dial your phone for you.
Well, that sounds really exciting.
The one I just found that I think is really funny is the site called Only Hey Eible Bay.
Only Hey Eible Bay.
And that is the entire Holy Bible in Pig Latin.
Uh-huh.
So somebody actually, and what's funny about the site is he lists some credits at the beginning, and he said this is the result of 2,000 years of collaboration to make this version available, and he cites his collaborators, these holy people through the centuries. And there's others here too. I've got the International Museum of Toilets.
Is that one humorous or serious?
That's a good question.
I agree that it's totally useless, but are they for real?
Is it useless? I don't know. This one that they have here on the front looks very historically significant.
Uh-huh.
Some of these, it's hard to tell.